Our reading this morning can be found in the service sheets. It's 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 9 to 12. It's part of a letter the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in a city called Thessalonia, encouraging them to keep growing as Christians. Now about your love for one another. We do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
Ethan, thank you for reading those words from the Bible for us. So I'm going to say a prayer before we think about those words a little bit more. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you that you speak to us when your word is read and when your word is taught. Dear God, please speak to us now and teach us how to live in a way that pleases you. Amen. Well, Christians are people who want to do just that. They're people who want to please God. They want to make God happy. Now, they don't do that to make God like them. Christians don't think you have to do that. We don't need to please God to make him like us. We can please God because he loves us anyway. He loved us even when we didn't love him. And so we live lives that are pleasing to him as our way of saying, thank you. Thank you, God, for loving us when we didn't love you. And this bit of the Bible that we're thinking about today, it tells us two ways that Christians can please God, two things that we can do to make God happy. Let's have a look and see what they are. The first is this. Christians please God. They make him happy by loving one another more and more and more. This comes in the first two verses of our reading. I'm going to read those verses again for us. Paul says to the Thessalonians, now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more. The first way Paul says Christians can love, can please God, is by loving one another more and more. And there are lots of ways that we can do that. Here's one way. Before church this morning, Josh got me a cup of coffee, and I was very thankful for that at 9:30. And I'm just about thankful for it now while it's cold. We can love one another by doing things like getting cups of coffee. But Paul says we shouldn't just love people in one way, one time. He says we're to love one another more and more. We're to love one another in all sorts of ways and all of the time. So here we go. Here's another way we can love one another. Not by carrying a box of a picture on them. Tell us why you're carrying that box.
I love my church family by seeing how they are when I know they've had a
tough day. Great. Thank you, Em. Caring for our church family, loving them when they've had a hard time. That is one way that we can love our church family. I wonder if we've got another way we can love our church family. Here it is. Josh, how can we love our church family?
I love my church family by praying for them.
Great. Praying for our church family is a wonderful way of loving them. Let me put that up there so we can be reminded of that. I wonder, are there even more ways we can love our church family? Thank you, Em.
I love my church family by making a meal for families who have just had a baby.
Great. Caring for people like that and helping them when they're finding it a bit harder, when they've got a new baby, that is a great way of loving our church family. But there's more. There's more. What's next, Josh?
I love people in my church family by telling them about Jesus.
Great. That is a wonderful way of loving our church family, by telling them about Jesus from the Bible. That's our picture there. Still more.
I love my church family by singing on a Sunday.
Great. What a good thing to do, to encourage us in the wonderful things that we know and believe about Jesus. I think we've got one more, though we could have many more boxes. I just ran out of boxes to put pictures on. Josh, what's this one?
I love my church family by helping out in kids groups like SPK.
I don't know why you're laughing. There we go. Six wonderful ways that we can love our church family. We could say more. Paul says that Christians, they love God, they please God, they make him happy by loving one another more and more. But loving one another is something that we can all be involved with. If Josh and Em had to do all those things for all of us, they'd be very busy all of the time. Something for us all to get involved with. As he says in verse 10, let me read that for us. Paul says in verse 10, in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. That's the bit of Greece that these Christians were in. And if Paul was with us here today at St. Peter's, I would love it if he could say the same about us. He could say, yes, you do love all of God's people, all of God's family in Fulham. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing for him to say about us? I think he could say that. But even if he could say that, he would read on in verse 10. He would say, yet I urge you, brothers and sisters, to do this more and more. He'd say, it's great that you love each other at St. Peter's. Now keep going. Keep doing it. And you may think, how am I able to do that? How can we do that as a church family? Look with me at verse 9 again. Let me read that. Now, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, Paul says, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. How are we able to do this? We've been taught by God. He tells us how to love one another in the Bible, and he showed us how to love one another by sending Jesus to die for us. I love how in one of the kids' Bibles that we've got, a lady called Sally Lloyd-Jones talks about God's love. She says that God loves his children with a never-stopping, never-giving-up, unbreaking, always and forever love. That's amazing, isn't it? God loves us with a never-stopping, never-giving-up, unbreakable, always and forever love. And he loved us like that when we didn't love him. That's amazing. When you've been loved with a love like that, you're able to love others more and more. Well, that's the first way that we can please God. We can please God by loving one another more and more. The second way comes in verses 11 and 12. Here's the second way that we can please God. Let me read those again for us. Paul writes, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anyone. Now, there's lots in these verses, but I'm going to pick up one big idea for us to think about, and it's this. Christians please God by loving one another enough to work hard. Christians please God by loving one another enough to work hard. Oh, hi, Josh.
Hey, so Em said that if I could build a tower out of these boxes, she'd give me 20 quid.
Wow.
It's great. But can you help me out? I'll give you half of the money if you do.
Yeah, it's a bit of a big job for one person to do on their own. Okay, let's get cracking.
Cool. Okay.
Of course, I'll help.
So,
hang on. I'm just going to finish talking to these guys first, okay? Wasn't that kind of Josh to offer me some money to help him build his tower? And I'm really good at building. You should have seen some of the things I did as a child. I made great Duplo towers. We should have this done in no time at all. Oh, no, don't do it like that, Josh. That's not the way to build the tower. I'll help you in a minute. I'm just going to finish talking to these guys. Is that okay?
Yeah.
What was I?
I can use a hand in a minute. But
yeah. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I am a really good builder. I am so good at building. Josh made a good choice when he asked me for help. I am really good at building tower, and I really like tall towers. My favorite tower, let me think, that is the Eiffel Tower. That is a really good tall tower. Just a minute, Josh. I'm just going to finish talking to these guys. I wonder, do you think we could build a tower as big as the Eiffel Tower? That would be... Well, let me just finish, Josh. I'm just talking to these guys. We would have to work really hard to build a tower as tall as the Eiffel Tower. I think if we work really hard, we'd have a tower as tall as the Eiffel Tower. What do you guys think? There we go, Josh. Just like that. Yeah, there we go. That is a great tower. Didn't we do well? Where's Em? What do you think of our tower? Oh, there's that £20.
I promise you.
Great. Thanks, Em. Wasn't that kind of Em to give us that money to building that tower? Why didn't we do well, Josh? Why don't I hold on to this? And we did really well to build that tower. I'll give you your share a bit later. Let me just pop that in my pocket for now. Thanks for your help. It was a good effort. Great working with you, Josh. Now, here's a question. Was that a kind way for me to treat Josh? What do we think? Any of the children want to nod or shake their heads? Let me help you out. That was not a kind way to treat Josh. He did all the work, and I took all the credit and all the money. Living like that is not a way that is pleasing to God, and it isn't loving. Wasn't loving towards Josh. Paul says that we're to work hard so we're not dependent on anyone. We shouldn't think that we deserve something, Paul says, when we've done nothing to work towards it. We're to work hard. We're to love one another enough to work hard, and that pleases God. Now, of course, there'll be some people who can't work. In the Bible times, they didn't have things like social security and benefits. And in another one of Paul's letters, he said that the church should look after people, particularly some old people, some widows who didn't have anyone else to look after them. And in that sort of situation, the loving thing to do, of course, is to look after them. But when we can work, Paul says we should. That's a loving thing to do. It's something that pleases God. Working hard enough as Christians to not be dependent on other people. And Paul also says it's good for Christians to work hard. It pleases God because it shows people how good it is to be a Christian. Now, my friends from school, they know I'm a Christian. It's quite hard to hide being a Christian when you're a vicar. I don't do very well at that. So they all know that I'm a Christian. Imagine my school friends were here and they saw me treating Josh like that. They wouldn't think being a Christian is a very good thing, would they? They wouldn't think it makes a difference in your life. In fact, they might think it makes you worse. Wouldn't make God's never stopping, never giving up, unbreakable, always and forever love look very good, would it, if I behaved like that? And yet it's the most amazing love in the world. So Paul says, work hard, because that will please God, it'll make God happy, and it will show other people how good it is to have his love in your life. Because that's what God is like. He loves Christians with that unbreaking, always and forever, never giving up, never stopping love. And so Christians want to thank him. They want to please him, to say thank you. And Paul tells us two ways that we can do that. We can love one another more and more, and we can love one another enough to work hard. And they can be difficult things to do, so I'm going to say a prayer asking God to help us do those things. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you loved us even when we didn't love you. Thank you that your love is so big. that it's a never stopping, never giving up, always and forever unbreakable love. Dear God, please help us who know that love to love each other more and more. And please help us to love one another enough to work hard. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.